You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Jacksonville, Florida, where tonight the Pittsburgh Steelers will begin against Jacksonville. And this is the third time in 4 years the Steelers have played a preseason game in Florida, which means it's going to be hot. A few years ago, I remember it was 88 degrees in Jacksonville, 94 last year in Tampa when they played. It'll be similar to this again tonight when they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are playing their first teamers for a couple of series, it looks like. The Steelers won't do that. They will preserve a lot of these guys, and you'll get a chance to see some of the younger guys who've been vying to make this roster. 412-928-9370, isn't it? So call. Love to hear from you. And Dom, can you do me a favor? I'm getting a lot of feedback. So if you can turn that in the studio down a little bit, that would help me out there. Also want to remind you that Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. A little later, we'll have the forecast both in Pittsburgh and Jacksonville. But this will be a little different kind of a situation for the Steelers, as we will not see some of the guys you probably wanted to see. But again, this is an opportunity for some who are just rookies and also second-year players to make an impact in this game tonight. So no Aaron Rodgers. He will not play. Mason Rudolph will get the start. Unfortunately, Will Howard will not play in this game as well. He had an injury to his finger on his throwing hand, and we may be able to see him in the final game, but this is some costly missed opportunities for Will Howard, because he was going to get a lot of the opportunity tonight and probably next week against Tampa. And when you think about what he's done, I mean, very decorated college career. Last year, he led college football in completion percentage, 73%, passing yards, over 4,000, and passing touchdowns with 35. And in this training camp, based on people like Alex Cazorra, who always charts these things, it looks like he's had a pretty good success rate up there as well. 88% completions, 12 touchdowns. He was making people notice him. And unfortunately, he won't get that opportunity because of a quarterback center exchange. So that will cost him time. That means Skylar Thompson will get some opportunities. And this is a guy they brought in. He was the only guy signed at one point of this season before they really created their quarterback room all over again. And Skylar Thompson's a guy who's had some experience with Miami, you might remember. He was there as a seventh-round pick in 2022. Had a strong preseason, made the roster. He even got a start in a wild-card playoff game against Buffalo. Didn't go so well, although they lost that game 34-31. 220 yards. One touchdown, two interceptions in that game. So he's going to get some time. And, you know, they added another quarterback, Logan Woodside. He's late in the process. He may or may not play. It just depends on how this game goes. I don't think we can ever predict that. But he was once a draft pick of the Cincinnati Bengals. He also is a guy at Toledo who broke some of Bruce Gradkowski's quarterback numbers. So he's got some history. He's a veteran. He's been around since 2018. But we do expect Rudolph to play a lot and Skylar Thompson to do that as well. Now, if you're looking for other opportunities to really focus in on, I would look at specifically a couple of guys who were draft picks last year. Roman Wilson, he got injured out of Michigan, a third round pick. And tell you something, that hamstring cost him some time. But so far in this training camp, he has opened some eyes, especially this last week, two of his best practices. He should get a lot of runway tonight because we won't see DK Metcalf. We won't see Calvin Austin either. He's been injured a bit. So Wilson will get a heavy amount of playing time, and I think it's important that he plays well. Another guy who was injured last year is Troy Fautanu, the right tackle. Now he's going to be back, and I think people expect him to be good at what he's doing. We saw a little bit of sample size last year, and he looked pretty good, and then he got injured. So this will be very important for him. On the other side, Broderick Jones. A lot of our cameras will be focused on him. Broderick Jones is a guy who played right tackle the last 2 years, as Dan Moore was over there, left tackle. Now he switches to his natural position. And this will be very watched over the course of the next 3 games as we head into the regular season. So definitely want to hear from you on the Steelers and some of the things you'll be looking for at 412-928-9370. Here you can hit me up on Twitter. It's at KD Palm. On the other side of the ball, there are going to be some opportunities for Jack Sawyer. We won't see Will Howard, the Ohio State captain, on offense, but we will see Jack Sawyer on defense, the Ohio State captain for that team, a national championship team. And he had a scoop and score you might remember in the Cotton Bowl against Texas. He's a big playmaker, 23 career sacks when he was at Ohio State. And behind Watt and Highsmith and Nick Herbig, Jack Sawyer is a guy who's trying to make a name for himself. So we'll see what he can do. He should get plenty of playing time as well. If you look up front, the two guys I'm really excited to see, Derek Harmon, he's just been outstanding so far in this training camp, and Y.A. Black, who's a fifth-round pick, but I think by even the Steelers' admission, he's been better than they viewed him as when they took him in the fifth round. But those two guys are going to get a lot of playing time tonight, and that takes a lot of pressure off of a veteran like Cam Hayward, who is not playing, of course, and he's kind of holding in, trying to get a new deal before the season is done. So we won't see him tonight, but we will see Keanu Benton a little bit, Harmon, and Y.A. Black. So that's the stage for the Steelers. I'd love to hear what you have to think about their roster right now as they've comprised it and where you think it's going to go from here. A lot of people are optimistic about the Steelers. A lot of people say they have too many question marks. Some of those question marks will be answered coming up tonight. 412-928-9370. Again, Dom, I'm sorry to ask this, but I'm getting a bunch of feedback in my ear. So if there's a way you can shut down the audio in your booth or whatever the case, it would make it a lot easier to deal with. Brian Reynolds, how about him? He had a tremendous night last night. Two-run game-winning triple. 3-2 over the Reds. He accounted for all 3 runs. Pirates are hot. They've won 2 in a row against the Reds. And they're going to visit Milwaukee and Chicago in the coming week. And those are 2 pretty good teams in Milwaukee. Man, after a slow start, they have put it together. They have been outstanding. Best record in baseball. I mean, that's something you didn't expect given their payroll. But it goes to show you that you spend a little bit more than what the Pirates are paying, you might be able to come away with some pretty good numbers in terms of guys in your system who come up and play and contribute. And Milwaukee has gotten that. They've traded some big-name people, and in return, they've gotten some draft picks and they've developed them. And here they are right now with the best record in all of baseball. Also tonight, the River Hounds will be in action. It's 80s night over there at Highmark Stadium against Orange County SC. They're one of the hottest teams in the USL. So if you want to get out and see a good soccer match, this would be it tonight at 7 o'clock. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break here, open up the phone lines again at 412-928-9370. Love to hear from you as the Steelers get ready to take on Jacksonville. We'll be back with some of those phone calls and more next right here on Sports Radio 93.7.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we're back with more here at 412-928-9370. It's the Bob Pompiani Show until 1 o'clock. And then tonight, we invite you to join us at 6:30. It's our pregame coverage of the Steelers and Jacksonville game time at 7 o'clock. Tonight, your first look at so many young players who will be donning the black and gold and what your expectations are. And you'll get a better opportunity to see them in these game situations. A lot of this is all about opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. And I think you saw that in Cleveland last night, because they had so many injuries to their quarterbacks that Shedeur Sanders, who was not originally going to be able to play or scheduled to play, ended up getting 10 drives and over 50 snaps because no one else was healthy enough to play, even though they have like 10 quarterbacks in Cleveland. And so he had a pretty good night, 138 yards, two touchdowns, pretty good darts, showed some ability to get out of trouble using his elusive abilities. And so he had a pretty good day at the office. It's all about opportunity. And as I said, Will Howard is not going to get that opportunity. I was so hopeful for him to do it just because of what we saw from him in Ohio State and I think early on in this training camp. But it could be an opportunity where he misses all three of these games. And if so, you probably won't see him all season long. So that's why these games are big, and I wish he was able to play. And there's an outside chance, like Tomlin indicated at training camp last week, that he could play in that last preseason game. I hope that is the case when they visit Carolina. 412-928-9370. Let's get to the phone lines, beginning with George in Latrobe. Hello, George.
Morning, Bob. How are you today?
Doing well. How about you?
We'll see. Beautiful weather. Hey, the Cam Hayward situation. I think I have the solution. You give him his money this year, 15 to 20 million, whatever. But it's a whole new contract. There is no next year. Just go ahead and pay him this year. What's he going to be, like 39 next year?
No. He's 35 going on 36.
Well, still, for the NFL, that's old. But
it is.
That way, he gets what he wants. The Steelers can definitely use him this year and then part their ways. You think that would be a solution?
Well, I think what's basically going to happen, George, is they will push some money ahead to him that is due maybe next year. I don't think you'll see a new contract. I think you'll see some money moved to accommodate his needs. Because his case is this. He had an all-pro season last year. He was very good. But he is getting older. And the thing about it is, based on where his production lies and where his salary lies, two different places. He's one of the best in the game at his position. Now, he doesn't have the Super Bowl wins that Chris Jones has, who makes over $30 million a year. He makes 14. He's 18th in the NFL in defensive line. I think he's just trying to get something out of this that he looks at as fair market value. That's it. So I don't think he's looking for a four-year contract or anything. He just wants some more money this year based on what the performance has indicated.
Then give him the money this year, and if he has another great year, they can work another contract next year.
Yeah. Certainly. I think he also knows that he's got some pretty good young players there. Derek Harmon is going to get a good show tonight. Y.A. Black has been great in training camp, and Keanu Benton's in the middle. So, he's also looking around him and seeing guys who are younger and coming up, and they have to get younger at that position. So based on his current production, I just think he wants what the fair market value is. So I think this will resolve itself before it ever becomes a problem.
I agree. Just 1 year and then maybe another contract next year. The thing is, he just signed this thing. If anyone should get screwed out of this or justification, he ought to fire his agent. You know?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. He just got this deal. And, from a fan point of view, you're wondering, okay, you just got one. Now you want another one. It's just not even that. I just think he knows father time ultimately wins out. And so he's getting up there in age and wants to get as much as he can based on the value that he provides to this team. I think it's as simple as that. And I think it will get resolved. They have about $25 million in cap space. So I do think it won't be a problem.
All right. Then you have to pay the kicker, too. So,
well, that's not that. That should be done quickly.
Oh, yeah. But that was just my thoughts on it.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it. Yeah, Chris Boswell deserves to be paid as if he's the best in the game. Harrison Butker is the guy who makes the most, I think, at this point. We're talking $6-7 million a year. He deserves that, and I think he'll get that. And I think that's just a matter of time. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Greg in Youngstown. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not bad. Hey, here's the thing, and this is a reality check, a splash of cold water in somebody's face. Cameron Hayward has zero leverage, zero. Okay, and I'll tell you why he does. He sits out this year, his career is over. He plays, they're not giving him any more money. They're not going to set precedent. Steelers are not going to do this. And when he's done next this year, no one's going to pay him because he's 37 years old. And he's going to be 38.
Well, Greg, when you say he has no leverage, his leverage is his performance for the last 3 years.
No, leverage means either you get the money or you do something else. And his leverage is he could sit out all year if he wanted to, and his career is over. And if he doesn't, and the Steelers aren't going to pay him because then they're going to set precedent and they're not going to play this game. The game's over. They're not playing these games with these guys. And when he's done this year, they're not going to sign him. No one's giving him that kind of money next year. He's an old man playing a young man's sport. He's got to grow up and realize this. He made $150 million, made a lot of money, more than most human beings will ever see in their life. So live with it. If you can't accept it, then there's something wrong with you. He could have sat out. He could have signed a one-year contract and bet on himself, which he probably should have done. He went the other way, and he got burned. It's nobody's fault but his. He gambled. Gambling's a bad thing to do, and he gambled on him. He gambled with his agent.
All right, Greg, thanks. I understand that premise. I certainly do. And I understand why people would have this viewpoint of him. Again, I think he's realizing the end is getting closer, but his performance has been good. So all he wanted was market value. And the market value for him is going to be more than $14 million. Again, I don't think it's going to be a problem. He's not going to hold out. He's holding in right now. The story came out because I'm sure the agent's getting frustrated maybe with the Steelers or whatever the case may be. But I think it has a resolution, and it'll be very quickly. Boswell should be quick as well. To me, there's no debate. He's been the most reliable kicker in the NFL, and he's automatic. They know that. He won't play tonight. It'll be Ben Sauls coming out of Pitt. Now, he's had kind of a shaky camp, so he'll get a primetime opportunity making all the kicks. But I don't expect many 60-yarder attempts for Sauls, even though he has the leg to do it. Let's go to Johnny in Farrell. Hello, Johnny. How are you?
Hey, fellas. You know, there was a young married fella, and his wife always made a delicious roast, but the ends were always cut off. So he asked her one day why, and she says, because my mother did it. So he got curious at Christmas, and he said to the mother-in-law, hey, Mom, why do you cut the roast beef ends off when you cook it? She was like, well, I don't know, honey. That's what my mom always did. So they went to the grandma, and they said, hey, Grandma, why do you cut the beef ends? She says, well, when we were young and we had our daughter and we didn't have a lot of money, we didn't have an extra pan. We just had the one size, and it was always too small, so we cut off the ends.
Okay, now, and your point is?
My point is that the people who are being so nasty about Cam Ward and that, they're the people that would, that are the people that don't understand that times change. We have a bigger pan now. We have the cap room to do it. It's why we have cap room, is to, you know, legacy players. Yeah, this is a dangerous precedent to teams who have legacy players who are in their mid-30s, who are coming off an all-pro season where they're the two best in their whole position. That doesn't, it's not going to come up, so it's not setting a bad precedent. It's sending a good one, because other players around the league, elite players, are going to be like, whoa, Steelers will give their guys a little extra when they have the room. You know, but the people, they're just being spiteful, resentful, stubborn, and they would just use the same pan and throw away the beef ends and have you believe that's the way to do it.
I never thought I'd get a cooking lesson, Johnny, but thank you very much for that.
All right,
but
brother.
Your point is well taken in that, you know, they have $25 million worth of cap space right now. They want to save it for some certain things. But they also, and Omar Khan is the best at this, he can move money around and satisfy Cam. They need him this year. They've put all chips in the middle. They are not sacrificing this season. All the moves they made in this offseason are designed to win now. They know next year they'll be starting over, essentially, with a new quarterback. So they are trying to do the best they can to be as competitive as they can in a very difficult conference and division. So Cam Hayward is important. He's the most reliable guy you have. You don't know about Derek Harmon at this point. Y.A. Black, they're just good prospects. We have to see it. Logan Lee's another kid. He got injured last year, sixth-round pick. They're hoping he can develop. And DeMarvin Leal has been bouncing around. Again, he was thought of to be a guy on a third-round pick back in, I think, 2022, who was going to develop. Just hasn't done it. Isaiah Loudermilk. There are a lot of guys who we don't know about. The one guy we do know about is Cam Hayward. 412-928-9370. Let's go to New Kensington. Rich is on the line. Hey, Rich.
Hey, I'm sorry. Old school is old school. Contract's a contract. You sign a three-year contract, you stick to the contract. If you want to put incentives in it when you sign it, say, look, if I make all pro, I get a bonus. Or if I do this, I get a bonus. Fine, I understand that. But if you get burnt, he's not going to take a pay cut. You know, if he sits there and has an off season this year, he's not going to take a pay cut. It's like, why tarnish your career and your reputation to be, like everybody else is saying, to be spoiled and say, well, you know what, so-and-so got X amount of million dollars. I deserve X amount of million dollars. You signed a contract. And that's, to me, the end of the story, you know?
Rich, listen, hang on. I agree with what you're saying about contracts. But I also know this is sports in 2025. And if you looked around any sport, you see these guys who get new deals before the expiration of the old deals. It's become a precedent that has gone everywhere in sports. And I don't agree with it either. I think, you know, I come from the same school you probably do, which is to say I honor my contract. I signed it. I deserved it. I also know what comes with it. Sports is different today. And, you know, you could sit around in the Steelers, you know, didn't have to sign T.J. Watt either. He had a year left on his contract. They could have played that game. But again, I think they have too much invested in this season. They need these guys here now to make this season work, and they're committed to winning, and that's what they're doing. All right, Rich, thank you. I appreciate that. So, yeah, it's a 50-50 proposition here with this situation of Cam Hayward. Again, I look at what he's done over the last 3 years. He's gotten better and better as his age has increased. That's a very unusual thing. And given he's the only certainty on this defensive line with these new guys coming in, we're not sure. You're going to see him tonight, and I hope they all make big statements. But Cam Hayward is essential to them. They know it. And, yeah, he signed a deal last year, but apparently he feels he outperformed it. So we'll see where this leads. But I do believe that, again, the Steelers and Omar Khan will come up with a resolution, so it won't go on too much further. And as far as Boswell is concerned, I don't think there's any question. He's the best in the game. He has been as reliable as anyone. I think another thing we're going to watch tonight, which will be very interesting, is the punter battle. Because normally there is not a battle like this. Corliss Waitman came in last year after Cameron Johnston suffered an ACL injury. They had given him a 3-year, $9 million deal. Then he gets hurt. Waitman came in and really did a good job. So they're both here. And I'm going to be interested to see how Mike Tomlin plays this or in this preseason. Because even though Johnston is the incumbent, at least he is based on his contract, Waitman has been good. So this is a true competition. I'm very interested to see it. As I say, Ben Sauls will be kicking tonight, former Pitt Panther kicker, and he's been shaky in this preseason. We'll see what he does in the games. Hopefully he makes a good statement because this is an opportunity for him. He's not going to be on this roster. He knows that probably. So he's putting out tape so somebody else may be interested in him. 412-928-9370 is the number. We'll take a break. More calls on the way until 1 o'clock. Your take on the Steelers, their defense, their offense. What do you want to see from their defense that you did not see last year? Let me know about that and more as we continue. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show live in Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming to you live today from Jacksonville, Florida, Dom DiTomaso back in the home studio behind the glass, taking your calls at 412-928-9370 as we talk about the Steelers in Jacksonville. Before I get back to the phone lines, defensive players on this defense right now show you a lot of multiple position versatility, and I think that's going to be key to how the Steelers play. And I say this from this point of view because I've been harping over the last several years, I want to see them blitz more, and as a result, get more sacks. Because, you know, if you look at it last year, they had 40 sacks. That was 16th, I think, if I looked at the numbers in the NFL. 16th. That's not what the Steelers like to do. They like to pressure quarterbacks. At least before 2023, they did. They either led the NFL or tied for the top spot five straight seasons in sacks. So they didn't get that many last year. And I think it was a more of a coverage way of doing things strategy-wise in the secondary. I bring this up because I think the guys they brought in this year have an ability to play all over the place, led by Jalen Ramsey, who, again, will not play tonight. But he can do a lot of different things. Mike Tomlin likes to refer to him as that Swiss Army knife. Still has the ability to do it. Now, there is the question of why is he on his fourth team. But as far as his play and his abilities on the field, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Also, last year, the Steelers were ninth in quarterback hits with 105. That was tied for midway through, I think, 15th. And tackles for losses, not as many as they've had in the previous year. So this has to get better, as does the run defense, and which is why the Steelers brought in guys like Y.A. Black and Derek Harmon to seal up the middle as best they can. 412-928-9370, back to the phone lines. We have Bob in Maine. Hello, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Pomp. Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
sure.
You got Pompiani, you got Di Tommaso, and you got the third Sicilian here. I won't say my last name, but I guarantee you it ends in vowels. What a great day.
You're in a lot day. Of pasta on the menu tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, stay hydrated down there. So to the Hayward thing, so, you know, if you look at what these guys have done since, you know, training, since OTAs, et cetera, and all the moves they've made, you know, Metcalf. So clearly this team from the top up, you know, from the top, what they want to win this year. Okay, so what do you got to do to win this year? You got to have the trenches. You have to. You have to protect the 40-year-old, you know, savvy QB that we have, but he's 40 years old. You got to keep him upright. So you need that offensive line to be good, at least good. And you need the defensive line to stop some freaking running. They have to hold on to Hayward. They have to. So they got to negotiate, right? You're going through, this is all business, all negotiations. They'll probably figure it out, is my guess. But you got to keep Hayward. You got to get that deal done. If you want to win this year, you got to make that happen. Trenches are it. If you want to have success, you got to be good there. If you're not, you might as well just, you know, move on to the next year. That's my.
Yeah, Bob, I don't think there's any doubt he's going to be here. It's just a matter of satisfying his need for salary based on how he's played. I mean, he's looking at it strictly as performance versus where he's ranked financially. And these guys all do that today.
I feel for the guys who have called in and said, you know, wait a minute here, but at 37, you're, you know, I get it. I mean, you have, and that's a discussion, that's a negotiation that happens, you know, where a decision needs to be, you know, how much are we going to invest in this guy? I can tell you, you know, what are the chances he gets injured this year, Cam? It's probably pretty high. It's probably bigger than 50%, Bob. So you got to, it's a tough one. You know, you got to work through those decisions. And so anyway, that's what I.
Well, Bob, I don't think you. And thank you for the call from Maine. And enjoy your pasta dinner tonight. I think, you know, all these guys run risk of injury. T.J. Watt has been injured late in seasons, but that didn't stop them from giving the kind of money that he wanted. To your original point, and I agree with this, the Steelers have decided that this season was not going to be what it should have been unless they did something to make over this roster. So they brought in five new defensive starters. They've drafted trenches. If you look at the last 3 years, all they've drafted really in the high rounds, offensive line, defensive line, they know that better than anyone. They have to protect. If I look for two key people this year, if I'm going into this season, number one is Broderick Jones, for the reasons you said. Aaron Rodgers is going to be 42 in midseason here. So you need to have protection from the blind side, and it will fall on him. And last year, he was one of the top violators in most sacks allowed. Now, he was playing right tackle, not left. But still, the bottom line is he got beat over there. He cannot be beat this year. And then besides that, on the other side, it's Joey Porter Jr. For the same reasons, you have to shut down other teams. And he's going to be faced with playing against all the top receivers. He wants that. But he also got called for the most amount of penalties last year, in terms of just, you know, holding on to players And this year, what do you got? Justin Jefferson on the schedule. You have Ja'Marr Chase. You have Garrett Wilson, the opener. You have Amon-Ra St. Brown. You have Tyreek Hill and others. So, you know, he has to be at his very best. Those are the two guys I'd look at and say they have to have really good seasons for the Steelers to have success. 412-928-9370. Let's go to McKees Rocks. Matt joins us right now. Hello, Matt. All right, Matt dropped. Sorry about that. Let's go to John in Cranberry.
Hey, Bob. How are you this morning down in Florida?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. So couple things. I watched Shador last night. You know what? I know it's only preseason, second string and all that, but he showed a lot of good mobility and accuracy. So we'll see what happens up there. It's going to be interesting with Shador.
He did. I thought his throws were dimes, the two touchdown passes.
Yeah.
And you know what, John? This is what I go to talk about opportunity. Will Howard's going to miss an opportunity. Shador Sanders got one, whereas he probably would not have without those injuries. They have hamstring injuries to Pickett. Flacco wasn't going to play no matter what. He got an opportunity that I don't think he was expected to get at the beginning of this whole process.
Yeah. And Bob, last thing, I'm going to watch you tonight. I'm looking forward to it. My question, I know you're prepping for the game. Is there anything that any rule change that you're looking for tonight? Like one thing I'm interested in is, are they doing the measurements on first downs tonight?
The virtual measurements.
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
And they have cameras all over the stadium. All these stadiums are all going to be near the sideline. So I guess the idea is it's going to track and measure the exact placement of the ball when the officials spot it. And if the people decide that it's not the right spot, they will instantly tell them and they'll move it accordingly.
I think it's going to work well. I do with the technology. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But you know, the chain game is still going to be there because they need some kind of visual reference on the sidelines, right? Players need to know. It can't be a technical thing that they're looking at. They need visual support of where that chain is so they know where to go to get first down yardage. So that still will be there, but it's going to be an interesting thing with virtual. The other thing that's changed on the dynamic kickoff, John, is that they're going to now, if you kick it in the end zone, it's going to come out to the 35-yard line, again, in an attempt to create more offensive runs, you know.
Instead of the 30, I did read that. Which I kind of like. You know, makes for more, they want more kickoffs.
Right, they want returns.
The last thing, and this I'm kind of bummed out about as a football fan, I saw ESPN took over the rights to NFL Network, and I'm a red zone guy, and I just hope they don't commercialize it. You know, I love red zone.
How
that works out. But
I think it's going to remain as is, just on their network or however they want to control it. But commercialized is part of everything today. I don't think you'll find any broadcast that's going on without something.
Yeah, you're right, Bob. Well, I'm looking forward to good luck, John. I'm looking forward to hearing your call tonight. We'll watch the game.
All right, John. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Steelers and Jags tonight, 6:30 coverage, KDKA. Kickoff at 7. Frick Park is our next destination. Marty is there. What's up, Marty?
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Hey, I want to be optimistic about the Steelers. They have a lot of really good players. They have a lot of, frankly, they have historical players. But then, Bob, I take a step back and I say, this team's really old, Bob.
Yeah, they are.
What's your thoughts on that? They're really old.
Well, and some of the key positions are absolutely old. But they also have tried to get younger in this draft. And again, I'll point out Y.A. Black and Derek Harmon, two picks on the defensive line. And then the last several years, what have you seen? You've seen number one pick, Troy Faltano. Number one pick, Broderick Jones. Number two pick is Zach Frazier. They went so far as a fourth-round pick on Mason McCormick. They have really invested to try to get younger, but their key players are still older. And so that will, over 17 games, you would think, at some point become an issue.
You know, the three players I think have to be good, and they're all young players, unproven at this point. It's got obviously Broderick Jones. But I think the running back, Caleb Johnson, and the receiver, Roman Wilson, they have to all be good, I think, for the Steelers to have a big year. What are your thoughts there? Because Calvin Austin gets hurt all the time, too. He's an exciting little player, but he gets hurt all the time because he's little.
Yeah, he's out right now, but I thought he made big strides last year. You're right about Roman Wilson. When he came out of Michigan, he was the J.J. McCarthy go-to guy, became a third-round pick, and then had that hamstring that lasted virtually all season, then an ankle injury, I believe, later in the year. So now he's healthy, and it looks like he's coming off his best week of practice. So I would expect him to get plenty of targets tonight. That's a guy that it needs to make strides. If not, I would expect the Steelers to start scanning the waiver wire at the end of this preseason and looking for some wide receiver, veteran guys who may be available. They also have Robert Woods. Now, he's 33 years old, too, adding to the age quandary.
Yeah, I'll let you run, but one last thing with age. I'll pretend I'm Joe Starkey. How many sacks did TJ and Cam have in the last 5 years in the five games?
That's a pertinent point.
Wrong.
And that's one of the reasons why Chris Jones has paid $31 million. Because now they got to get there and do it. Their defense has been shredded in these playoff games, and that's absolutely true. But that's what they're trying to turn around. All right, Marty. Appreciate the call. Let's go to George, who joins us right now on line three. What's up, George?
Hey, Bob, man. I love you, man. I love you. I love you. I love the show. I love the addition of Dom in there. You know what I'm saying? On that daily show you got going.
He's got a good name.
Bring a little heat, man. Y'all got some young fire in there, but this is my thing. I'm going to get this out real quick. I love the scenario about cutting the pie or whatever he was cutting, the roast beef, whatever. It's 2025. It's not your father's Steelers, okay? Here's the thing. People talk about contracts are contracts. You honor them. Well, teams don't honor contracts. Ask Cordell Patterson. He had a year left on his deal. They cut him. So Everyone knows that, you know, the only leverage a player has is to either hold out, and Cam's not doing it, like, venomously. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with him asking for a raise. But you know what I'm saying? No one's honoring these contracts like that. If so, then give Cordell Patterson his last $3 million of his deal, since the Steelers are honoring contracts like that. So it's not venom. It's just how the game is played. That's why you have to guarantee money. Because if the contract was so good, you have to guarantee part of it because you know it's always good. Anyway, I don't understand why most of these people on Twitter and calling your show are taking the side of closer to a billionaire in the Rooney's and counting Cam's career earnings, right? It doesn't make any sense to me. Why are we siding with the ownership as opposed to players?
I think most, George, what I would say is that most of the people who have a gripe about this are looking at strictly from a salary cap point of view. You know, forget the fact that we're dealing with NFL owners and they all make a lot of money and they've taken risks to have these opportunities. Players take same risks.
Right.
It's just how it factors into the salary cap. And if you have $25 million available, there is some wiggle room there for them to make a move
that's
here to satisfy Cam. And you're absolutely right about players. You get that's why they want as much guaranteed money as possible. When you get that guaranteed money, they can't take that away from you.
Like, so here's the thing. If we're up against the cap, I will maybe understand it. But they're calling in and online talking about he's made $160 million. Well, he's earned $160 million, all right? We live in a society that because of the way we spend our dollars, me, you, and everybody else, we value entertainers more than we value policemen, doctors, teachers, and firemen. That's how we speak with our dollars, right? So don't be mad when this man is making his money when we're the ones buying the ads. We're the ones, you know, making sure the Super Bowl commercials are $1 billion, all that kind of stuff. So don't be mad when you compare him to you. He's not you. No one's waiting outside your job. I don't care if you're a neurosurgeon or a pilot. No one's waiting outside your job looking for your autograph. If you don't show up Monday, it's not the headline on the news. So I know everyone has a valuable occupation, and we all work hard in our normal jobs, but we're not these entertainers who we have uplifted for whatever reason. It's probably not great. It is just how it is. We've uplifted them and put them on a pedestal. So the fact that he's making $160 million and the average Joe Blow might be making $50, stop comparing his salary to yours. I know. And then the guy calls about his union. He's been a union all the time. Contracts are not contracts like that. So it just doesn't make any sense to me, Bob. These people seem like they're jealous. There's money to be paid.
George, you're bringing a fire today. I love it. I think you make some very good points. There's no question. I mean, this is just trying to get what you can get, and it is a two-way street. There's no loyalty on behalf of the team, and there's no loyalty on behalf of the player necessarily, and you have to try to get what you can get in the limited time you have to get it. And again, I think Cam Hayward at age 35 going to 36 has played at a level that is among the top five guys on the defensive line in the NFL. He just wants what the market says he deserves.
And he's not even doing it. He's just asking for a raise. Like, people are almost acting like he's saying he's not going to play. They're acting like it's week, you know, it's week three and he's still holding out. Okay, if that's the case, you know, maybe I can start leaning back toward the people. Maybe he should honor his contract then. But at this point, it's the preseason. You know what I'm saying? He's not taking anything from the team at this point. He's just saying, can I get a raise? There's nothing wrong with anybody who has a job asking for a raise. Love you, Bob.
Thanks,
love
George.
You, Dom. I'll see you Monday.
I'll tell you what. George can bring it. I like that. Call again, George, anytime. Let's see what Greg has in the South Hills. He joins us right now. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Bob. A couple things for Cam. I really think he's just thinking this is it. This is his last year. But And one thing you said, the last 3 years he's played, he hasn't played well all last 3 years, Bob. Let's be real. He played well last year, but I think he was hurt and didn't really play very well before he signed this contract. So the Steelers did take a chance on him and extend him in a season that he didn't play well. Whether he deserves it or not, I can't say. I'm just thinking that the man thinks he's done this year, and he wants a little bit of money because of that. My real question to you is, who's the South Hills team at the Pony World Series? Are they an all-star team from Mount Lebanon, or are they Washington County? I don't know.
I think it's Washington County. Dom, am I right?
Correct.
Yeah, it's the Washington County team.
Washington. That's interesting that they say they're South Hills. So it's a Washington County all-star team?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, cool.
I think as the host, don't you get some opportunities there? I'm not sure. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think you do get some opportunities to be involved. And I think it is their team down in Washington. By the way, that's a great day to go out and spend and watch those young kids play. If you're in that area down there, you should absolutely do that.
It's a great thing. It doesn't get promoted the way it should. It's much better than the Little League All-Star. It's real baseball. And, yeah, I agree. It's fun. They'll be playing today at 5:40. Go down and see them. South Hills.
Well, and hopefully you'll bring your phone and you can watch us tonight when we're doing the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thanks, Greg. I hope you have a great day. 412-928-9370. So a lot of interesting stuff there regarding Cam Hayward. I'd like to hear what you have to say about it at 412-928-9370. At KD Pomp is the X Twitter handle there. Let me know what you think. And also, you know, Chris Boswell, I don't think there's much of a debate there. He wants what he deserves, and I think the Steelers will give it to him. Now, this stuff came out, and it becomes topical. But as far as this game is concerned tonight, I don't think you would ever have seen Cam play, and probably not Boswell as well. Those guys were not going to be playing. Ben Sauls is going to get a good look at kicker, and we'll see what he can do. As I said, he's been up and down sort of in this training camp, but he has the eye of a lot of teams in the NFL. I think the Steelers really appreciated what he did at Pitt. So we have a lot to talk about here coming up in hour number two. It's 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell, your thoughts on the Steelers in this roster and key players to 2025. Who do you think has to be the guy to step up on offense and defense to make a difference in this team? We'd love to hear from you. We'll continue here after Dom DiTomaso has a update for you. 412-928-9370. Call us, share your opinion right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show on a game day Saturday in Pittsburgh.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.